This episode of Pharmacy to Dose, the Critical Care Podcast, is proudly sponsored by Chiesi. Chiesi is a family-owned, research-focused, sustainable pharmaceutical company accredited with both B Corp and a benefit corporation status. Chiesi is making global changes that benefits patients, providers, and healthcare organizations with forward-looking and impactful initiatives. Chiesi appreciates the integral role that clinical pharmacists play in patient care and are proud to support this community. To learn more, visit chiesi.pharmacytodose.com. Again, that's chiesi.pharmacytodose.com. Dose.com. The Critical Care PRN is dedicated to fostering the role of critical care pharmacists as essential members of the multidisciplinary patient care team. The Critical Care PRN's goal is to optimize drug therapy outcomes by promoting excellence and innovation in clinical pharmacy practice, research, and education. For more information, including how to become a member, go to critprn.accp.com. Again, that website is critprn.accp.com. Welcome to Pharmacy to Dose, the Critical Care Podcast, a partner of the ACCP Critical Care PRN. And I'm your host, Nick Peters. And wherever you are and whoever you are listening, thank you. Well, what a whirlwind few days of basketball and critical care trials as we have arrived to our Sweet 16 in the 2024 Critical Care Trials March Madness bracket. The final 16 trials left as voted on by you, the listener, the friends of the pod. Now, it's a rare solo episode today with just myself, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to discuss review the first and second round matchups and then highlight our Sweet 16 teams and preview those matchups leading to the Elite Eight. Reminder, next week, all the bracketologists will be back to break down our bracket predictions as well as discuss the Final Four and predict the national champion in the 2024 Critical Care Trials March Madness bracket. So this has been so fun. Let's keep it going with a recap episode that starts right now.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And with the first two rounds of voting complete, it's time to recap what's been happening and preview our Sweet 16 teams and matchups, our third round of the 2024 Critical Care Trials March Madness bracket. But before we talk about that first round, I want to give a special shout out to everyone that filled out a bracket. Winners of the March Madness t-shirt, it's going to be announced in the Final Four preview episode next week. A special shout out, the most fun looked like the UK MICU team. They had brackets hanging up in the office. All of it was just awesome. Makes my day when I hear others are joining this. You know, when we're talking about critical care, it's pharmacotherapy, medicine, it's nice to have fun every once in a while, right? Kind of bring in what's happening. So I love this. All right. Two quick definitions so everyone kind of knows what I'm talking about as we go into these matchups. So a buzzer beater means there was three vote or less difference between the two trials, aka a one possession victory, because 3 points is the most you could score. I know 4-point play, but we're just going to leave it at three. And a close victory just means less than 10 votes separated the two trials, aka a single digit victory. So kind of keep that in mind. You'll hear that nomenclature. So in our first round matchup, let's start with the sepsis fluids region. And Arise, Process, and Promise, they rolled over Clovers in the 8-9 matchup, comparing modern sepsis management. Vast beat up on the 13 seed Athos 3 in the Septic Shock Vasopressor matchup. And Fluids actually beat Steroids in the 6-11 battle with Smart advancing over Corticus. And unfortunately, the Albumin battle was no battle at all. You know, like Big Brother, Little Brother, the safe trial won comfortably over Albios. Now, ironically, the biggest blowout of the entire first round was the SOAP 2, the second-seeded trial, versus the 15-seed Renal Dose Dopamine. And I just got to point out, of course, this was the matchup that I thought would be close. I actually thought this would be the closest 2-15 matchup, but instead, it was the biggest blowout of the entire tournament thus far. So, egg on my face there. Now, let's talk about buzzer beaters. And it was our steroid battle, the 5-seeded Anon trial versus the 12-seeded Adrenal. And hitting a logo 3 at the buzzer, the 12-seed Adrenal trial advances. Pretty remarkably, I think the Anon steroids and sepsis trial almost felt like, was this Kentucky, Adrenal's Oakland? Because everyone kind of had the 2002 JAMA article, the Anon and steroids going on, but no, not so fast. The 2018 New England Journal of Medicine study, the Adrenal trial advances. And that was the one upset of the region, the 12 Adrenal over that 5-seed Anon. So shifting gears to our cardiac and pulm region, there was certainly no COVID fatigue in the first round, as the recovery trial left no doubt in its victory against the reduced trial. And as predicted, ARDSnet and Perceiva cruised to easy victories over the ECMO studies, Eolia and Inception, respectively. And we had another buzzer beater in this section with the 6-seed TTM2 hitting a last-second putback to break the hearts of the 11-seeded Alps trial. From the play-in game, they had the potential to make a deep run, but TTM2, they pressed. They made changes when it mattered and ultimately hit the buzzer beater to advance. And then two upsets. One of the bigger upsets of the whole bracket to this point, the 13-seed TTM beating the 4-seed LASRS late steroids and ARDS. And I got to point out, that was our bracketologist Julie Gallagher's pick for the Final Four from the cardiac pulm region. So region busted round one. We knew it was going to happen once. The 13 seed advancing. And we called it the TTM trial, I thought was criminally underrated. Maybe not as a surprise, maybe not as unexpected for some, but this at-large 13 seeded TTM over the 4-seed LASRS. And although technically the 9-seed FACT was an upset over the 8-seed dose trial, it was a blowout predicted by many, but our 9-seed did advance. In the cardiac versus pulmonary matchups in this region, there were 4 of them, and 3 went the way of the respiratory system. But then out of the 3 temperature management studies, 2 of them advanced. So kind of a little bit of a dichotomy there. Now, shifting to the other side of the bracket, right, and going to our north region and the neuropatis region. So in the 8-9 matchup, Rampart's outside game in our out-of-hospital status management was too much for the big men living in the paint with the VA co-op study looking at inpatient management. So our 8-seed Rampart advanced over that 9-seed VA co-op. And closer on paper than real life, the Rose trial won comfortably over the antipsychotic trial Mind USA. And similar to the previous region in the cardiac pulm section, the 1-seed NINS and 2-seed Awake and Breathe crew to a comfortable victory, and there wasn't much doubt the full 40 minutes. That's one of those you're on for 5 minutes and you turn the channel. Now, there were no buzzer beaters per se, But there were a few great games, and we had three single-digit close matchups. So the first was the 5 versus 12 seed, the 5 Prodex Midex, the old guy on the block, been to a few Final Fours versus Men's 2, the newer 12 seed, and experience won out with Prodex Midex pulling away in the end. And then in the battle of blood pressure management in ICH, the 6 versus 11 seed, as predicted with Corinne and myself, the Interact 2, the 6 seed, it had the name recognition, right? But that 11 seed ATAC 2 hit their free throws to advance with the 11 seed moving on. And in the 7-10 battle, this was a one-possession game between Men's and SEDCOM until the very end in the Dex Metatombinian Great Sedation Showdown, with ultimately Men's and Lorazepam conquering the mighty Midday Slam and the SEDCOM Trial. So there's only one upset in this region, and that was ATAC 2 versus Interact 2, the 11th seed advancing. But this kind of felt like James Madison versus Wisconsin. In the sports world, it felt like it was an upset that most outside of the state of Wisconsin predict, just like most had ATAC 2 advancing here. Now, covering our last region, bleeding and blood glucose. And those saying Nexa 4 didn't belong, well, the score would say that you were actually correct with the low molecular weight in trauma controlling the game from start to finish in this 4 versus 13 matchup. And as Jason predicted, we saw what the crowd preferred as it relates to glycemic control versus hemorrhage control, as the 6-seeded proper trial took down the 11-seeded Leuven 1 study. And the top 3 seeds, Crash 2, Nice Sugar, and Trick, respectively, all cruised to an easy victory. Now, that being said, we did have a buzzer beater, and that was the 8-9 matchup. This was a battle of wills because the 8-seeded Patho on paper should have dominated, but the 9-seed Moppet just wanted it more, and they advanced, the 9-seeded Moppet did, in the thrombolytic matchup. Now, a couple close games as well. In our 5-12 matchup, it was the risks for GI bleed management or stress ulcers versus the treatment of stress ulcer prophylaxis. And with the pharmacist audience cheering them on, felt like a home game for the 12-seed peptic trial, and they won by 8 in a great 5-12 matchup. And in the 7 versus 10, the 7-seed patch advanced, and ProCoag had their chances to win. They just couldn't hit their threes and close out. You know, Patch capitalized on fast breaks, made a huge comeback. This was like Nevada Dayton in real life, with Dayton making a crazy comeback at the end. It's exactly what the Patch study did. All right, so a couple fun notes here. So only one top 4 seed lost, and that was the 4-seeded LASRS in the cardiac pulm region. Every region had at least one upset in the first round. No 10 seeds advanced, so every 7 seed won the 7-10 matchup. And in our 8-9 matchup, the 8-seed Rampart was our only 8-seed advancing, with the 9-seed going on in all of those. Now, when making predictions in the bracket, an upset was required for into the Sweet 16 for myself and the bracketologists. And just to let the listeners know how that did for myself, I predicted 6 upsets, and only one of the 6 actually happened. The sepsis fluids and bleeding blood glucose region kind of mirrors of each other if you look at the downloaded bracket. They had the exact same seeds winning their first round matchups. So that's kind of interesting. And then from the first round, it felt like there were a few themes. So we were very anti-new medication research, with Athos 3 and Nexa 4 getting blown out. Are we having a little recency bias maybe with TTM2, Cape Cod, Adrenal, and Peptic all victorious in their first round matchups against older trials? And then it felt like trials with negative or neutral findings struggled. So Do-Re-Mi, LASRS, ALPS, ProCoag, they all lost to studies that found positive results. Now, I still think you can find benefit from those negative or neutral findings, but not so far in the first round of this tournament. And as we go into the second round matchups and talk about who ultimately advanced the Sweet 16, we're going to follow the advice of the Cha-Cha slide and reverse, and we're going to start with the Neuropatis region, kind of at the bottom of that bracket, bottom right if you printed that out. And no buzzer beaters, in this region. There was one close game, and that was the 4-seed Rose Trial versus the 5-seed Prodex Midex. And it was really close, back and forth, but the 5-seed Prodex Midex advanced in a close single-digit game. And this was our one matchup of the region. But unfortunately, we hit the entertaining trial first because the others just were not. The Duke of the region, our 1-seed Nins, actually won fairly easily against Rampart, which was a favorite for upsetting our TPA in-stroke study. With Awake and Breathe and ESIT, our 2 and 3 seeds won easily over the Men's and ATAC 2, respectively. Now, in our Bleeding Blood Glucose region, right above the Neuropatis region on our right side of the bracket, we had one buzzer beater, and it was the 3-seeded Trick Trial versus the 6-seed Proper Study. It came down to the end, and man, the 3-seed Trick Trial advanced on a crazy finish. Unbelievable. What a best matchup of the tournament thus far. And then we switched from the best matchup to the worst because the biggest blowout of the entire second round, the 2-seeded Nice Sugar Trial laying a smackdown, a blowing out the 7-seeded Patch Trial. And unfortunately, the Cinderella run for Moppet and Peptic are over, setting up the Sweet 16 showdown with Crash 2 and low molecular weight heparin in trauma. So all four top seeds advanced to the Sweet 16 in that Bleeding Blood Glucose region, and no upsets in our second round here. Now, talking about upsets, close games, and buzzer beaters, let's talk about our Cardiac and Pulm region, because these had the best second round matchups in the entire tournament. So we had two close games, the 5-seeded Cape Cod trial versus the 13-seeded TTM trial, and ultimately, man, the 13-seeded TTM, where there's a will, there's a way. They pulled it out. Gutty performance against our steroids in pneumonia trial, the 5-seeded Cape Cod trial. And then we have the 3-seed recovery versus the 6-seed TTM 2, right? So we got a TTM and TTM 2 in our close games. Unfortunately, for our temperature management fanatics, the 3-seed recovery did ultimately advance, pulling away at the end, hitting those big free throws when it mattered, and one of our first trials looking at an actual treatment for COVID, right? The 3-seed recovery advances. Now, we actually had an OT buzzer beater, the 2-seed Perceiva versus the 7-seed Dexa Ards, and the 2-seed Perceiva advanced barely. And then, of course, highlighted in our close games was the upset of the region, the 13-seed TTM advanced. So we had two battles again of Cardiac versus Pulm, and they split the matchups. Recovery beat TTM 2, and TTM beat Cape Cod. The only game that wasn't close is the ArdsNet versus the Fact Study, with the 1-seed, our lower tidal volume trial, easily winning against the 9-seeded Fact Study. Closing out our second round matchups is the sepsis fluid region. And these games looked so great on paper, and it just didn't turn out that way. You know, everyone thought Arise, Process, and Promise could take down the tournament 1-seed Rivers early gold-directed therapy. But when it came time to make it happen, they just couldn't handle the spotlight, and Rivers actually ended up cruising. Now, the Frisky 12-seed, the Adrenal trial, was actually a tie game with the Vash trial at halftime, but the Vash trial made some adjustments, and the 4-seed pulled away to an easy win. And despite the soft spot in our heart for the only retrospective study in the tournament, the Kumar duration of hypotension, our 2-seed SOAP 2 dominated, showing off their big show of strength with norepinephrine on their way to see if they can repeat norepinephrine, that is. No buzzer beaters or close games. One big upset in our fluid battle. In one corner, we have the 6-seed smart trial, Crystalloid versus the 3-seed safe trial, Albumin, right? Crystalloid versus Albumin. And the 6-seed smart study actually advanced in a blowout, which was actually a little surprising to me, but you know, the smart study could make a run a little deeper into the tournament, and this is just the start of it. Now, a couple fun notes. There were only three upsets in the 16 second round matchups, and two of those were a 6v3 and a 5v4. So not as much madness as we hoped, right? After a little bit of a chaotic first round, the higher seeded trials took care of business in that second round. And we have a top seeded Sweet 16 to dive into in just a sec. This episode of Pharmacy to Dose, the Critical Care Podcast, is proudly sponsored by Chiesi. Providing innovative pharmacologic therapies for over 85 years, Chiesi is committed to supporting the clinical pharmacist community. To learn more, visit chiesi.pharmacytodose.com. That's chiesi.pharmacytodose.com. So now that we've kind of talked about the first and second round matchups, let's preview the Sweet 16. All right, so quick reminder. We'll kind of briefly go over our 16 teams here. So in the sepsis fluid region, we have the one seed Rivers early goal directed therapy, the two seed SOAP 2 trial, the four seed VAST trial, and the six seed the SMART study. Now shifting into our cardiac and pulm region, we have the top three seeds with ARDSnet, Proceva, and Recovery, with the upset, our underdog of the tournament, the number 13 seed TTM trial. And our bleeding blood glucose region, it went straight chalk with our top four seeds all advancing, Crash 2, Nice Sugar, Trick, and low molecular weight heparin and trauma. And closing out our Sweet 16, the final four teams, the top three in the region, NINS, Awake and Breathe, and ESIT, with the number five ranked Prodex Midex trial. Now, kind of looking into who's in the teams that are in the trials themselves, 13 were published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Clean sweep of the sepsis fluids and cardiac pulm Sweet 16 spots. Only two other journals, so we had two Lancet studies and one JAMA study. So our newest study is the 2021 recovery trial. Oldest study is the 1995 NINS trial. So when we look at old versus new blood, the newest region or the most current average when you add up all the kind of years of publication is cardiac pulm with a 2011 average. And the oldest region is bleeding blood glucose with an average year of publication of 2003. So getting a little bit more into these teams and the who ultimately comprises our Sweet 16. So no top two seed has left yet. Lots of talk about NINS, Rivers, or Crash 2 being overrated, and none of them have really had a close matchup at all. We've only had three upsets or non-top four teams, right? A five seed, a six seed, and a 13 seed. You know, to me, the biggest surprise is Prodex Midex being a Sweet 16 team. You know, they had a good run early in the year, kind of thought they were overrated in their ranking, and they are proving me and everybody wrong. Our sepsis fluid region has great variety. One in general management, two on vasopressors, and one on fluids. Now, the cardiac pulm region is heavy on the respirations. So three out of four are pulm studies, with only one TTM being a cardiac study. Now, going to the other side of the bracket, bleeding and blood glucose, we only have one glycemic control-related study, Nice Sugar, making it to that Sweet 16. The other three with a bleeding or just general kind of heme focus. And closing out the region's neuropatis, we got an even split. We have two neuro studies with the NINS and ESA, and then two patis studies with the Wake and Breathe and Prodex Midex. And Prodex Midex actually advanced with the closest margin of victory. They had two single-digit victories, whereas most had at least one kind of upset win. So we'll see if being in those close matchups helps benefit this five seed as it tries to take on the wagon, the one seed NINS. Now, let's talk about if you followed myself or the bracketologist predictions. You wouldn't be doing too hot. Now, you wouldn't be terrible, right? Like, my actual bracket is in the trash. But this one, so our bracketologist predictions, if you followed them, you'd have 10 of the 16 trials in our Sweet 16. So better in the bleeding blood glucose and neuropatis regions, getting three trials right compared to two trials each in both the sepsis and fluids and cardiac pulm. Again, I'm not any better. I also only got 10 out of the 16 trials, but that's why the voting happens. That's why we play the game. And remember, at Pharmacy to Dose on Twitter and Instagram, IG stories to vote. Let your voice be heard. So as we've had the first two rounds in the actual NCAA March Madness, let's kind of talk about some similarities. And the big things is that this was two chalk tournaments. We both have the top two seeds in each region advancing, and each of us only has one double-digit seed in the Sweet 16. TTM is our NC state. From the bubble to the Sweet 16, it keeps winning. And in our first round, right, the NCAA tournament had the double-digit ranked Yale, Duquesne, Grand Canyon, and Oakland. Well, I hear that, but we had Adrenal ATAC-2, and Peptic. Now, we had a few close games, some buzzer beaters, but a lot of blowouts. Most of the top seeds advanced with little problem, but setting up some awesome Sweet 16 matchups. I would say every dark horse or team that I thought was underrated lost in the first, maybe second round, so shows what I know. Let's close the episode out previewing these Sweet 16 matchups and the matchups that I'm most excited about in each region. So in NeuroPatis, ESIT versus Awake and Breathe. So our foundation for the ICU Liberation Bundle versus our new foundation for ASM treatment in status epilepticus, right? Awake and Breathe is looking to wake up patients. They're a high-paced offense. While ESIT's looking to slow things down, they're trying to control that energy, and they're about 50% effective at this, right? Their defense is stifling. Really, really great matchup. Now, in our bleeding blood glucose region, we have Crash 2 versus low molecular weight heparin trauma. And if we're comparing this to our NCAA tournament, this feels like Duke Houston. Two powerhouses, two trials with a great argument for advancing. Most are pulling for low molecular weight heparin and trauma, but Crash 2 is a force to be reckoned with, and that's going to be great. Now, in our cardiac pulm region, this may feel like a blowout just on paper, but I think this is going to be way closer than it seems. So ARDSnet versus TTM, two older school trials battling it out, two completely different fields, two semi-revolutionary interventions. Can't wait for this matchup. And then in our sepsis fluid region, the SMART versus SOAP 2 trial. SOAP 2 is the UConn of this bracket, right? Norepinephrine was the champion in the critical care medication March Madness bracket in 2020, our last pharmacy to dose bracket. And I think this will be the first close matchup that SOAP 2's had, taking on the remaining fluid study, the SMART trial. Now let's talk about some of these other matchups here. So NINS versus Prodex Midex, this is our Purdue versus Gonzaga. So before voting started, NINS was picked to be the one seed that didn't make the Sweet 16. Some would say similar things about Purdue, and they face Gonzaga, a long-tested team in the tournament, just like NINS facing off against Prodex Midex, the 2012 sedation research study. Now, I had Prodex Midex as one of the more overrated studies. I told you, I'm eating crow, and I think this is going to be an awesome trial. I predict actually Trick versus Nice Sugar to be the closest matchup of the second round because as much as you may dislike glycemic control, Nice Sugar was revolutionary. And going up against Trick, which also changed the game in transfusions, really, really good matchup there. Now, Rivers versus Vast sets up a possible Vast versus SOAP 2 or Rivers versus SOAP 2 Elite 8 vasopressors in septic shock matchup. So it's almost like a head versus heart. The head is Rivers. Your heart is Vast matchup here. I think it's going to be a really, really close matchup. And then closing out our Sweet 16 matchups, the Recovery Trial versus Prosiva in our cardiac pulm region. And I think we will see COVID fatigue in a real way here. And I predict Prosiva to win in the biggest blowout of the Sweet 16. So reminder, voting for that Sweet 16 starts Wednesday, March 27th. Literally probably exactly as you're listening to this, if you're listening to it as it comes out. And voting for that Elite 8 matchups happens on Saturday, March 30th. So at Pharmacy to Dose, on Twitter or X, and in the Instagram stories. So excited for the Final Four recap episode where all the bracketologists will come back and we'll dissect how we did. Who had the best back bracket predictions? Who was the most incorrect? Best and worst upset prediction? Predictions we were universally wrong on. What about universally right? Upsets we predicted unanimously, analysis from the first four rounds, and of course, predictions for who will ultimately be the national champion in the 2024 Critical Care Trials March Madness bracket. Remember, if you want to vote at Pharmacy to Dose on Twitter and Instagram, download a blank bracket at pharmacytodose.com. You want to reach out to me, questions or comments, pharmacytodose@gmail.com. But until next time, I'm Nick Peters. This is Pharmacy to Dose, the Critical Care Podcast.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The Critical Care PRN optimizes drug therapy outcomes by promoting excellence and innovation in clinical pharmacy practice, research, and education. For more information, go to critprn.accp.com. Again, that is critprn.accp.com. The podcast provides general information only, does not offer individualized medical or professional healthcare services, including pharmaceutical advice. The contents and materials in the podcast are not intended to be a substitute for inpatient pharmaceutical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Use of the contents and materials on the podcast does not constitute a pharmacist-patient relationship. As a result, the information in and materials linked to this podcast are applied at the user or patient's own risk. Users and patients should consult their physician or personal healthcare professional. Users or patients should not ignore or delay seeking care because of something they heard on this podcast. In case of an emergency, the user or patient should contact their physician, call 911, or go to the nearest medical emergency facility. The views and statements expressed on this podcast are those of the host and guests and should not be interpreted to reflect the official position or policy of ACCP or the Critical Care PRN. ACCP and the Critical Care PRN disclaim any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or any other damages, including without limitation, loss of profits arising out of any use of reference to, reliance on, or inability to use the podcast, its contents, and materials.